Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're at the midway point in this week's global transmission against tyranny. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of March 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. Wow, what a big broadcast lined up today. I've got Houthi militia acquitted. Doesn't mean they're going to be getting out of jail. Dovetailing with Italian newspaper, the supposed Jewish school shooting patsy worked for French intelligence, as if I needed to have a newspaper telling me that. All the earmarks are there. And now even the French news is saying government knew and may have been involved, and that he didn't shoot the video of the shooting that was magically given to Al Jazeera. No, French intelligence did that, or Israeli intelligence. But generally, the French will only do something if they're running it. They're well known for being very territorial in their crimes. This is perfect for Sarkozy's re-election. Le Pen was, of course, ahead of him. And so instead of just arresting her, making up some prostitution rape charges like they did on Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was way ahead in the polls. By the way, it turned out all that was fake, but they've re-indicted him again on some garbage. Pimping, they're calling it, because he at least let her in the room, even though she was a maid. Looks like the whole thing is a setup. Well, it doesn't look like. We know the whole thing's a setup, but the question is, how deep does it go? So we've got that report, and those two go together. Also, our report that we put out last night is up on the Drudge Report. Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder, but the newspapers in Japan, we've got links to them here out of the Irish Examiner, are reporting reactor radiation fatally high, radiation sickness, people dying, but you don't get medical treatment and you don't get a compensation from Tokyo Electric Power. They just tell you you're mentally ill, kind of like our trips. They're ordered to blow up Kamishia, full of U.S. and European sold nerve gas. There's a big mushroom cloud. It rains down. Radiation detectors go off in Kuwait and Iraq. The chemical tape turns black with the stripes on it. They tell them, that's a false alarm. No need to put on the hazmat gear. By the way, enjoy your brainstem rotting. When you go in to get some medical treatment, we're going to tell you you're mentally ill and give you some Prozac and take your Second Amendment away. But it doesn't stop there. When you die, you sign that form to have part of your paycheck taken out all those years in the military, so your wife or your husband, your widow or widower gets that money, the insurance company's going to keep it. They signed a secret agreement with the Department of Defense in 1999 to take your money. Ha, ha, ha. Because good people run the federal government. There is no federal government. It's a hijacked criminal conduit for offshore banks to absolutely rape this country 5,000 ways from Sunday. And I get a little cynical, a little angry about it. But what am I supposed to do? I'm out here risking my life, my name, my treasure. I have to face all sorts of stuff every day I don't even talk about on air. I know how real the New World Order is because they've tried to buy me off. They've threatened me. They physically attacked me. My life has been like a movie. The whole thing beyond fiction, beyond reality, is stranger than fiction. And so no one would believe any of it. No one would believe that they take the baby parts and put them in cosmetics, not in China, as they've done for 20 years, but now the U.S. does it. Of course, it's all admitted. Who would believe that PepsiCo products have fetal parts in them, or the vaccines? And I saw that last year about PepsiCo and the fetal tissue. I didn't even believe it, and I went and read the federal court case, and PepsiCo admits it and has blocked release of it into their shareholders, the details of exactly the flavor secret. I mean, when I can't even believe it and it's true, we're not in Kansas anymore. Imagine what we don't know. Okay, big news coming up, big guest. I'll tell you all about it on the other side.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, the 28th day of March, 2012. If you're joining us, listening on XM Channel 166, blasting out on over 100 AM and FM, wonderful affiliates, number one on the talk radio podcast and audio streams, InfoWars.com, and streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, here's what's coming up today that I'm getting into a boil down of the news, and then I'll get into the first story and spend all day on that. But all of it's at InfoWars.com. Bob Fletcher. It's one of those guests that you always want to get on, and then for some reason it falls through the cracks. When I was watching Access TV in 1993, 1994, and watching locals talking about the New World Order and videotapes being mailed into town from different Access facilities around the country with other investigative reporters, grassroots level fighting tyranny, Agenda 21, New World Order, everything. It's incredible how accurate all those folks were. I remember seeing people airing Bob Fletcher videos that were just Bob Fletcher sitting there in front of a map explaining they're releasing aluminum dioxide, barium salts to alter the atmosphere. They're going to hand the Panama Canal over to the communist Chinese. Then they'll break things into these regions. He's the first person I heard talk about how there was an ongoing weather manipulation thing. And then the last decade or so, I hardly ever hear of Bob Fletcher, even though he's doing important work. And I thought about Bob Fletcher the other day. And I went to his website and I sent it to my producer because I know I'd done it with past producers, said get Bob Pletcher on, and for some reason fell through the cracks. Well, guess what? Within hours, he responded. He's a businessman, investigator, you name it. And he's on the show for his maiden visit with us. And he's one of those guys who's just been dead on and is, frankly, little known by new generations of people that are awake. I never hear about Bob Pletcher. And he's just so dead on and taught me so much. Because locals, a lot of them, I don't even know their names. A lot of people would just quietly go down there. Well, I actually do know a few of their names, but they never wanted to be known. And they would just put videos on. I mean, I remember what finally got me up off my hind end was I'd seen Waco take place. I was trying to intern in radio. I was trying to take RTF. It was worthless at the college, teaching me nothing. I was already just separately able to get a few voiceover jobs just by trying and doing copying commercials I'd heard on my cousin's sound system and then mailing it to different radio stations. I'd got a few voiceover jobs. And I was watching Access TV 1 week after Oklahoma City, and they were airing the local newscast here in Austin that they had taped, and the network of patriots had mailed down from Oklahoma City to Austin, and I was watching the police remove the bombs. The governor said they were bombs. I was then watching the newscast weeks later being threatened, being told to shut up. I was watching all of this, that the feds had been there the day before and been caught lying about it. And I said, that's it. I've got to go do an Access TV show. And the reason at the start of the show I tell that story and digress before I get to the news is just an example of how people who just wanted to tell the truth and didn't even want to be in the media were airing these tapes. And then somebody like myself, ripples in the water, that information hit, activated me because I was already historically awake and knew what governments had done in the past because I was into history. I wasn't really reading a lot of fiction. I was into history. And so I knew this stuff had happened before, so I recognized it instantly. And I was already trying to get on talk radio and stuff, you know, when I was like 20 years old, and I did by 21, because I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. I knew they were taking people's property in Austin and other areas for fake environmental reasons. I wanted to fight that. Again, more of a mainline conservative, constitutionalist type. But then I was seeing the Branch Davidians interviewed by Mike Hansen and Jeff Davis in 94, 95. And they were talking about how they were shooting the kids in there, the feds, and telling them come out and then shooting them when they were trying to come out with their hands up. And I was seeing FLIR footage aired on Access that had never been seen anywhere, that had been leaked out. And then later, of course, it was released to Congress and it was on the news of the military shooting the people. And then the news said, well, you're not seeing what you think you're seeing, even though it was the troops behind the tanks with their machine guns, infantry shooting people trying to run out, Christmas tree flashes. You know, it was all there. Looks like Christmas trees coming off, you know, the jagged shape at the barrel end with a flare flash. It looks like the trunk of the Christmas tree at the base. Then it comes out, and then it jagged edge like a Christmas tree. And you see the troops piling out. You see them moving in with the tanks as cover, shooting the people. You see people coming out, being shot. You see the tanks running over their bodies. And I was seeing all this and then watching the news call people conspiracy theorists that said that's what this footage showed. And then I saw the shows getting generals on via the telephone, retired generals like Parton, saying, no, that's an infantry maneuver. And then I saw people dig up footage of FLIR footage in other wars, Desert Storm, that had just happened a few years before, and watching the Christmas tree flashes and the troops. And I was like, wow, the government really murdered those people, and the media is lying to everybody. And here we are all these years later, and the world government's out in the open. The foreign banks are robbing everybody. Corzine's robbing everybody publicly. George Soros is robbing everyone publicly. Media Matters is now going after the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge and those guys better watch out, because, I mean, Media Matters is a vicious group. They're not just a bunch of liberals prancing around, you know, trying to shut down media. They are dangerous, as their memos show. Now, they want to infiltrate groups, private investigators, all of it. I've got my suspicions about who's been doing stuff here locally that I won't even get into, but that's in the news. They were forced to apologize, though, because they got caught with their pants down. I'm going to get into that. Heaven help us. A criminal conviction of Soros has been upheld in France. That's the second such upheld. I've got an article about that at Infowars.com. Soros criminal convictions exposes human rights scam. That's just some of what we're going to cover here today. Let me just now mention what we've got here in the stack. Mysterious booms return to Clintonville, and they're louder this time. I'm about to send reporters to Clintonville. The problem is I've got reporters in Arizona right now. I'll just leave it at that. I've only got one more group of people I could send, and then I won't have but two people to run the TV show. So that's why we're about to hire a couple more reporters and some more video editors and graphics people. We're looking at the funds. We think we have it, thanks to your support, because I've just got to get a bit bigger reporter team, and you're going to see more field action. Bilderberg's coming up. I'm looking at attending this year. That is covering it. Attending the protest. Okay, I'm already digressing. Mysterious booms return to Clintonville, and they're louder this time. Pentagon has no records of Osama bin Laden's death. The CIA and administration stonewall request to even say that there's reports that are classified. They just say there is no record, period, even in classification. Yeah, because there's no record of the Easter Bunny existing either. Continuing, they've shifted in the last week from getting everybody ready for the healthcare law, because if you don't know the Supreme Court's controlled, like a Don King boxing match, you're naive. But the Supreme Court, they were saying in the last week, was set to rule that socialist healthcare is kosher. Really fascist healthcare, but they call it socialist healthcare. It's even worse than socialist healthcare. And I'm going to be getting into that, but now they're saying it looks like that it's going to get shot down. Don't hold your breath, but let's pray and cross our fingers and wish on a lucky star there. But Ron Paul's usually right. He's got better sources than we do, and he says, looks like it's probably going to be ruled that it's constitutional. And he said that back when folks thought it was going to be shot down in Congress. He said months before, no, they got the votes. It's going to pass. And he's right about 95% of the time. I hope this is the 5% where Paul is wrong. I really, 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 really do. I told you he was playing possum because it was to take air out of all the states suing and power plants pointing out corruption. Just like Obama said, I'm not going to sign the NDAA to kill opposition. Oh, let it pass. He's not going to sign that. I told you he would sign it probably late on one weekend evening. He did it last day of the year in the evening, New Year's Eve, little present. Little sneak attack. That's what criminals do. They attack in the dark. They strike when you're not looking. Wolves come in the dark. Same thing. I told you it is not a victory 6 months ago when he said, okay, no carbon taxes, because Congress was threatening to pass a law saying he couldn't do it and blocking his out-of-control executive power grabs. I said, it's pure possum. They've already got the older regulations he's instituted by fiat, already shutting down new ones being opened, like in Corpus Christi, a $3 billion facility. So we got to buy our power from Mexico now here in Texas in many cases. And they're starting to have blackouts. I told you he'd be back. And he'd start shutting the new power plants down and old ones. Well, he is back. And he's doing it by fiat, as we told you they would. And again, why do they do that? Why did they say this is not an assault? Come out with your hands up at Waco. It's a standard military attack procedure, because even if it only works on 5% of the trenches, you're rolling up in tanks in an infantry attack, you got bullhorns blasting, this is not an assault, put your hands up, we're friends. And as your hands go up, you jump in and shoot them and bayonet them. And they found that a certain percentage will just hands up. The Davidians came out with their hands up, they were mowed down. Same thing, Obama says, okay, ceasefire, I'm your friend. Rolls forward with the attack. It's all military attack. It's all military mind. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org brings you Pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a man going around taking names.
Okay, coming up.
And he decides who to free.
Coney 2012 executive joked about keeping $900,000 donation of $1 million donation for themselves. We've got the mystery booms coming up. I want to get some into that. We've got a bunch of new Trayvon Martin news. People are even protesting in Austin about it. I meant to get to this yesterday. There's been new developments. I will cover it before this hour is over. We've got the news that I want to get into on the government takeover of healthcare and that ruling. where it looked like the media was getting folks ready for the ruling to say it was constitutional. Now they're saying that it looks like the court will go the other direction. Wow, this is a real nail biter. But I'm going to go over some of what the justices are saying there. As bad as the Supreme Court is, and the fact that there isn't any difference between the two parties at the top levels on average, the Supreme Court conservative justices did rule the Second Amendment's an individual right, and they have been ruling better on property rights and things than the Democratic appointed ones. You see, the Democrats are like going 100 miles an hour off the edge of the cliff towards tyranny, and packaging as liberal and loving. And the Republicans are going about 80 miles an hour over the cliff. But I've really been analyzing things, and I can see how on the surface I was a Republican 18 years ago. Because on the surface, it's like, oh, they're better. But that's the loyal opposition. But I think the system knows that if they would have said there's no individual right, people aren't turning their guns in. Just like it was the line in the sand in 1776. The British were coming in and taking people's private property. They were raping people's wives. They were engaged in all sorts of corruption, and folks were putting up with it. But when they came to take the guns, it's just like, you know what? That's it. Come and take it. Barrel end first. For 20 plus years, colonists and people from the United States after that were coming into Mexico. That was Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and other areas. And they were getting land grants because they were allowed to own guns. And then as soon as Santa Anna took over and set up a dictatorship and said, I'm taking everybody's guns all over Mexico, there were uprisings all over Mexico. Guatemala had an uprising and broke off over gun confiscation. Wasn't just up here. You're not taught that in the history books. There were uprisings in central Mexico. He put those down. There were uprisings in what was central Mexico, which is northern Mexico today. Everything turns into a history lesson because history is everything. Those that don't know it are doomed to repeat it. Those that know it have the compass of the future and the present. Humans act the same over and over again. And they told my ancestor, Santa Anna, said, you're going to turn all your guns in. And my ancestors said, no, come and take the guns. And they did come, and the war started. And I know the system understands that. They've done the psychological actuaries. They know. They know that's what it is. So the Supreme Court, because I'll guarantee you watching them, if they would have known people would have gone along with a gun ban, a restriction, they would have pulled the trigger. Pun intended. But they can't do it because the system knows that's the line in the sand. And 5 million guns are being sold on average every month. Previous records were 1.5 million. You see that exponential parabolic armament curve, and the surveys are out there. People say, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the president. I'm getting ready to defend myself. The American people are at DEFCON 2. And the New World Order bankers sitting offshore who make 40-to-1 bets and lose and steal private people's money and are so above the law they've gotten away with it. They want to march the military and the police up against the American people. Do you have any idea what the American people will do compared to the Afghans or the Iraqis or any of these folks? I mean, do you have any idea that the American people you're going to be fighting are the 30 million veterans who do not care about dying one bit? The only thing holding back the American people is they don't want to kill police. The average American is smart and is like, well, what does it do if I just go out and start popping police? What does it do if I just go open fire on a Capitol? That's why all the elite, the bankers, are all basically resigning, 90%+ of them, and all buying armored redoubts in rural areas of the world. Because they know. They know. The only so I'm trying to stop an armed revolt here. But I'm telling you, it's close. It's very close. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And don't forget the InfoWars.com nightly news, 7 o'clock each evening at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I want to explain something here to everybody of what's happening. The globalist play nations, groups, races, religions off against each other in a global scientific system that they call the New World Order. It's really just the model of the British Empire, the great game, divide and conquer on a wider scale. They are establishing global governance, global taxation, global carbon taxes. But the only way these offshore megabanks can do that is by getting the nation states to accept their fiat currency. These six megabanks literally issue the currency. We pay them to have money. When money is only supposed to be a symbol of exchange of goods, so you're not just having to go through barter, but you can have the marketplace work better. But when money itself becomes the energy source, it allows these elites to basically have a spinning wheel that produces gold. And it's not going to be long until they take over the society. It's so simple. A bunch of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff types literally run things. That's what Corzine is, just even bigger. That's what the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, George Soros, it's all coming out in court. The Rothschilds sued a major newspaper saying we're not kingpins. We don't have front companies. We're not controlling Russian oligarchs. And it all came out in court, even though they had the power. The judge didn't go along with the globalist control. Boy, I wonder what they're going to do to him. And said, you lied to me, Rothschilds. This is all true. And now a judge, twice in a row, two different federal judges, have said the Hatari thing is all made up. Release this so-called group that was going to wage war against the government. Same deal again. I told you it was French intelligence 2 days into it with the French shooting because it had all the earmarks. It's always the same. If I'm out by the lake and see a snake swimming along, how do I know it's a snake? I've seen snakes in the water 100 times or more. I mean, it's really simple what's going on here. I'm going to go over that and tie the French shooting with the Hatari militia with Trayvon Martin. I'm going to do that right now to show you how the social engineers are manipulating. Daily Mail. Michigan militia are cleared of plotting to overthrow government despite massive undercover FBI operation. Judge rules that offensive remarks did not amount to a conspiracy against the government. Clears the group of plotting to kill a police officer. Only a few gun charges remain against militia leader and his son. But they always do the gun charges. This happened with the Branch Davidians. They were found not guilty of the conspiracy to kill federal agents, all of it. But then they found them guilty of using guns in the commission of a crime, even though they were found not guilty of the crime. And the Supreme Court ordered that the Branch Davidians released. The Justice Department didn't do it for 6 years. I covered that case. I went and bullhorned Walter Smith, who heard the criminal trial and the civil, which he's supposed to recuse himself. I went and bullhorned him. I got phone calls and was told to stop doing it and to stop talking about it. And next, I had 4 guys in a parking lot physically attack me, telling me to shut up. You think they wanted me on that case? The feds were scared of that. They were scared of the fact that Smith was engaging in judicial misconduct on a grand scale. Just like Elena Kagan, under U.S. code, she helped write a solicitor general and lobbied to Congress in interrogatories for the takeover Obamacare. She is now sitting in judgment of her legislation, totally illegal. This is going to take over trillions of dollars a year of our economy. And you've got this creature, this fraud. Sotomayor has been caught ruling on cases that she ruled on previously. The case of the firefighters. They don't care. Just like Obama launches wars and says he doesn't need U.S. approval, congressional approval, he's got the U.N. That's so illegal. That's so treasonous. The word treason doesn't cover it. It's just beyond treason. That's why I pull my hair out on air. Because it's so ridiculously over the top. Like Corzine caught perjuring. Of course he ordered the $2 billion transferred. Of course he stole it. Of course he's been caught. Months ago, the head of the CME group over it all was in the meetings, said Corzine ordered it. He's been caught now. The memos are public. He ordered it. He's not clapped in irons. Because the Justice Department is a bunch of crooks that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They're a bunch of criminals. Don't you get it? We're all in danger. All right, I'm already digressing. Listen. A couple years ago, out of all the hundreds of good militia groups out there, it's part of the Constitution. I support them. Any militia groups that attack me for saying this, you have to look at them for being infiltrated and run by feds. Because when I explain to militias, how to not get infiltrated, how to not get set up, I always get attacked with a straw man that I'm attacking the institution of the Republic's militia based on the Swiss or Dutch model that I'm totally for, totally support. Anytime I talk about the militia, I get attacked by militias, and it turns out those militias are infiltrated or run by feds. A year before Hatari was set up, I watched video of members of it dressed up like clowns and saying clownish things, and I said, that is directly out of central casting. That is federally produced, like Adam Gadon, the grandson of the head of the ADL, being the leader of Al-Qaeda, uploading the video in the same resolution as the Al-Qaeda bug with the Pentagon bug, Intel Center bug. I said, that's a staged government operative. I told you the U.S.-born, you know, number three in Al-Qaeda, Ammar al-Awlaki, meaning the Pentagon. I mean, I told you that before it was in the news that he worked for the Pentagon. I know scripted bad actors when I see them. I know the M.O. The CIA is good at hiring good directors to make propaganda films, but they're not good at producing them themselves. It looks like a high school play. And I saw this, and out of hundreds, and well, now it's thousands of militias, I said, that Hatari is infiltrated and is going to get set up. And then, of course, I got attacked because I hit a little close to the bone, didn't I? This type of precision is not appreciated, is it? And, of course, it's not really precision. It's like watching Laurel and Hardy. I guess that's, compared to the general public, though, that is precision, being able to find my nose. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. 1 + 1 = 2. I'm a genius. I guess in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. They set him up. And I said, I'll guarantee you, of the dozen or so that have been arrested, multiple members, probably the leader or the number two, are feds. And they'll have to drop part of the case up front to get some of them out, but then try to go after some they can trick into confessing to something they haven't done. Boom, that starts. Because I've watched it hundreds of times. Now, I'm here warning militias. If you're meeting secret and somebody's saying, let's get ready to fight the government and let's build bombs to test, that's a fed. 99% of the time, getting ready to send you to the pen and to put it on the news that you were planning to kill people for propaganda to make police think everybody that's for the Second Amendment's their enemy. I said, why are you wearing Southeast Asian camo from the 1960s and going around calling yourself a general or an admiral because you own a bass boat? Why don't you go wear a suit and tie and declare yourself part of the civil defense militia of the Second Amendment and try to organize block captains and be mainstream and be sharp and have, that's what they're scared of. That's why they created fake militias, to act clowny on the news so that real military and police and others don't want to join it. They're absolutely scared of you doing a militia right. And when I talk about this, folks, I'll be attacked by dozens of groups. And that's when you know, oh, you're a federal operative? Okay. Because, you know, they don't want the actual blueprint they're scared of here. This is like stake in the heart of the vampires you're hearing right now. And then, yeah, if you're doing some training, then it's got to be camo specific for the area you're in instead of acting like clowns. You know, let yourself be a military history and shooting club. Things like that. Things that the Appleseed Project, getting everybody into the Second Amendment, making it a big tent, making it fun, not hiding, creeping around. The good guys aren't hiding and creeping around. The good guys aren't. The good guys are also running for sheriff to be the real leader of the county militia. The real leaders aren't acting like your secret agents hiding out. And it's like kids playing Batman and Robin, because that's what most militias do, because that's the meme that the globalist operatives put out first and through TV, which you then take on and believe is the model. So I told you they would shut down Hatari. I told you that it was completely fake. And then they released the tapes, driving to a machine gun shootout event, contest. The Fed is prodding them about, well, what do they start arresting people? What do they do all this? Well, we'll have to defend ourselves and fight the New World Order. You know, the leader of it, who's a good guy. The evidence shows. And they, I mean, how many guests do we have on about, I hope it doesn't have to go to physical like our forebears? Sheriff Mack, Ron Paul, The list goes on and on. I mean, anyone having a real discussion, what do you think the American people are buying 5 million guns a month for? The national surveys say they're not getting drug off to the FEMA center. They're not going to the Superdome. They're not taking inoculations. It ain't happening. So don't stick your hand in that badger hole. We're fighting to not get a civil war going while the scumbag bankers sit offshore. How about we just expose the bankers and start arresting them, which is beginning. That's why they're all resigning literally 90%+ in the last 6 months and running to Australia, New Zealand, Cook Islands, armored redoubts in the Virgin Islands. I mean, they're building barbed wire electrified fences with 10-man security teams there. This is on the news. Why do you think they're running to Paraguay? The Bushes and others. The globalists have committed crimes that are so ridiculous, we've started to get the upper hand. People know there's a new world order. People are buying guns. They hate the UN. They hate carbon taxes. All their hoaxes are falling. You people can't believe, though, that we could win. They can't believe that America is about winning. That's why they jack our food and water with fluoride to dumb us down, because they're scared of us. They know we've got the fighting spirit. They know everybody that came here through adversity. They know. They're afraid of us. They're so scared you're going to go to the city council and the police chief and everybody else and sweep away the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, demonization of patriots. They know you've got the moral authority. They know you've got the strength. They know you've got the leadership. They know you've got the courage. They know you've got it all. So they're constantly trying to set up militias. Always with the same narrative of they were training to kill cops. Nobody's training to kill cops. Everybody's hoping that the cops are smart enough to not march against the American people. Everybody's hoping that we can identify the real enemy together as Americans and come together and break this trance and break the New World Order's hold over us like Nineveh did and get a reprieve. I'm fighting in the info war. I'm making zero preparation for physical because I will sacrifice myself to this system. I'm ready to be destroyed. I'm ready to be tortured. I'm ready to be imprisoned. But I am an example and a light in the night to others, and that's my job. But don't say that Paul Revere didn't ride. All of you are Paul Revere's. Instead of just waiting and polishing your guns and waiting for somebody to come and you're going to kill the first person that comes, don't do that. Reach out to people now. Get involved now. Put 100 times the energy into the info war that you've put into preparations for physical war. And for heaven's sakes, police, if you don't research this info, you're insane. Because the globalists do have on the books a planned civil war where they're just going to let us kill each other for a couple years. It's in the IMF World Bank documents. They've done it in third world countries. And then everybody will beg for martial law after that. Because of we do not need to go there. This republic can only fall from within. Heaven's sakes. So here it is. And I told you they'd set them up. I told you it would happen. I told you from the affidavits that were later released, they didn't do anything. They said, yeah, we may have to have physical, war with these criminals. I mean, I've said on air, nobody's given me a forced inoculation. Nobody's taken my kids. And I don't say that as some tough guy either. I just, as a man, have to tell you, I'm done negotiating with terrorists. I'm done. And you know what? The American people are done too. And the military is awakening at an explosive rate. But again, Hatari acquitted in federal terrorism case, but they're going to go after him, same model, firearms offenses. The guns aren't illegal. They're going to say they're illegal because they were in the commission of crime, but they've been acquitted of the crime. Watch them do the same thing they did to the Davidians. All they did was engage in their free speech that's covered under the Declaration of Independence. Why did the Philadelphia Inquirer, why did the BBC 6 months ago say, should the Declaration of Independence be banned? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal? If you think I'm joking and just tuned in, just search that. You'll get major newspapers. And they said, maybe we should ban the Declaration of Independence. It says the people have a right. When a government becomes destructive of basic human rights, we have a right and a duty to throw it off. Of course the federal government wants to ban the founding document of the country. Because you got a right to defend yourself against a tyranny. Did people have a right to defend themselves against Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro? You bet they did. And our own media is now attacking the Declaration of Independence because they're stinking, traitor, usurper criminals. And anybody out there too stupid to not understand, now's the time to choose sides. Do you stand with George Washington and Patrick Henry? Do you stand with your ancestors and our veterans of the last 235 years? Do you stand with the Republic and common sense? Or do you stand with John Corzine, Obama, the New World Order, George Soros, the New World Order? All this open scum who's openly trying to sell poison into the veins of this country. Choose!
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Just a few thousand globalists manipulate 7 billion people. They do it through slick propaganda and manipulation, and they do it through the population believing what they're told on the surface. So, you need the police to think of camouflage-wearing gun owner rednecks as terrorists when they're the salt of the earth. What do? You infiltrate the groups, get them to say stupid things on the record, and you try to set them up and call it terrorism to roll out a new war against the American people. that every time the globalists do this, because they're disconnected from reality, all it does is wake more people up. So I told you years ago they would set up Atari. I told you that it was a setup, that they weren't guilty, but they had been foolish. And I told you they would probably be mistrial, or they would go after him on gun charges, right on all fronts, on record. And Rob Dew's digging up all the video clips of that for the Nightly News tonight, in case you missed me predicting all of that. Now, also what I predicted, and I want to tell people out there listening, you can learn to know all this stuff too. The globalists follow handbooks. Once you learn their tricks, you know the playbook. Sometimes they throw a curveball, but that's in the playbook too. Italian newspaper, the reported shooter of the Jewish children over in France, was French intelligence asset. The Jerusalem Post also confirms that Mossad was ordered to let him into Israel, and that he was basically French intelligence. No kidding. This guy's going back and forth to Afghanistan. This guy's being protected. His girlfriend said he was talking about violence. She went and warned the police. Nothing was done. I mean, folks, I can hardly travel to Europe now because of what I politically do. Aaron's girlfriend couldn't even get into the U.S. to see him because they had her in a database. No criminal record. And they said, oh, you're with Alex Jones and Ron Paul. And she's like, well, no, I'm not, but I know Alex Jones. Ron Paul sent you. And we're screaming at her. This actually happened in Chicago. But this guy can just run around everywhere he wants. The head of the 7/7 bombings, it came out even on Fox News. MI6, the underwear bomber, got on the plane by the government. Major Hassan, protected by military intelligence, 2 years. This all came out. It's the same story. And I told you, I said, they're going to end up blowing him up inside there. He's going to end up dying, just like in the Madrid bombings of 2003. That it came out in the Spanish news was staged. That was confirmed. That actually backfired because the Spanish are not that naive. Got to hand it to the folks in Spain. They didn't buy it, and it came out, it was staged. They just killed some innocent patsy. Now it's come out, and this is in Associated Press, that someone else shot video of him doing the killings of the children. Of course, that's the intelligence ops, like the video of the first plane hitting the World Trade Center, and no one says who shot it. You'd think that person would be super famous, like Zapruder. No, you don't know who shot it. See, this is how they operate. And it's for Sarkozy's re-election and got him a big boost. Now it looks like he'll probably win. Dominique Strauss-Kahn got set up by French intelligence on record with a fake hooker that just came into his room as the cleaning lady. Totally made it up. We told you that was fake. This is what they're doing. And it's the same thing. They want law enforcement hating gun owners and conservatives and militias, so they stage events to demonize them. They want the French people at each other's throats, so they stage this, confirmed, all the earmarks. And then you've got the Trayvon Martin thing. They got protest here in Austin. It's all about hating white people. Just like the lacrosse thing was a big setup and made up. Turned out it was all made up. It's to get everybody at each other's throats. And when I say the Trayvon Martin thing is a hoax, we don't know the truth of what happened. The point is, the whole media frenzy has manufactured it. You know, you got tens of millions of blacks aborted in this country. All the rest of it, all the black leaders aren't worried about that. One guy. And I get the point that walking while black is not illegal, like driving while black. The point is that it's all about divide and conquer, so the bankers can sit back and manipulate us off against each other. Learn their moves.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much. much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. It is hour number two. The Billy Corrigan Smashing Pumpkins exclusive hour-long interview is going viral. It's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, premiered a few days ago for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's now moved over to our YouTube channel for everybody else. You that are members, support it and pay it forward to everybody. Thank you. We got a free 15-day trial going right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Explosive Billy Corgan interview. The awakening has begun. Thursday, we're going to premiere here on the radio or on the nightly news. I'm not sure where yet. The big inside leak. On Prometheus. So that's coming up Thursday, because we can really educate people by looking at popular culture. It's like folks are, some people, a minority of them are like, how dare you say Hunger Games is a conspiracy theory? I'm not. I'm saying this is exactly what Agenda 21 says they want to set up. I mean, exactly. I mean, for over a decade, I've said compact super cities with elites in them, with advanced technologies, extermination of 90%+ of the population. Some documents say only 80, living in rural squalor in rotting areas at subsistence level, with gladiatorial games and human sacrifice reintroduced as a political diversion to play different regions off against themselves. I mean, that's UN Biological Diversity Assessment, Club of Rome. I mean, I've got films that are 10 years old saying that. And now there's a book written, you know, in 2008 that I never read. And there's a movie, and I'm looking at what they plan to set up. I mean, I'm just blown away here. And then these ignorant people are like, they're like 5%. You just got like 96% positive votes on the videos we've done on it. They're like, oh, come on, man, everything, that 5%. Look, I'm sorry I'm informed, okay? But I'm right. And if you haven't gone and read all these UN documents, and then you see a movie showing you in living high def what they're going to set up if they're successful. These people are crazy. These people are crazy. And I know truth's stranger than fiction, but it's Buck Rogers. It's 2012. I mean, the head of the CIA 2 weeks ago says every appliance that's coming out now watches you and listens to you. And Google says, yeah, we're watching you and listening to you over your computer at home without permission. And everybody's like, wow, Alex has been saying that for a decade. Well, he isn't such a kook. It was all public. MIT was bragging. Press releases. Please, 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 please listen to me. The only way this stuff works is when you're not conscious of it, when you're not aware of it. It's a tiny group. They're trying to get this grid built. Look how fast stuff's changing now. 10 years ago, would you have ever believed the TSA would be on the highways now and sticking their hands down your pants? Did you ever believe they'd be shooting up school kids in California without parental consent with vaccines? Did you ever think they'd be announcing global government, global taxes, global carbon taxes, shutting down power plants, doubling, tripling water prices, robbing everybody, militarizing police, CIA threat fusion center command bases illegally operating? Cancer rates 2,000-fold. Pediatric cancer, you know, 10,000%. I mean, it's all crazy. I know, because the elite are crazy. Who would have thought Caligula would marry his horse and make it consulate of Rome and start dancing around saying he was the most beautiful person in the universe? Who would have thought Hitler would have thought he was God and had SS people at black castles worshiping him? Who would have thought Pol Pot would kill everybody who could write and had glasses, you know, 30% of the country? I mean, who would have thought Kim Jong-il would be in a seven-story pleasure palace having Asian film stars kidnapped so he could rape them to death in dungeons? I mean, who would have thought any of this? Who would have thunk it? But it's happening. It's real. It's here. And I just want my freedom. I never get sick of just good old-fashioned freedom, good old-fashioned life. I'm just satisfied with being normal. And I don't want a bunch of degenerate, crazy people running my life.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, coming up, we got Pastor Lindsey Williams joining us with some breaking news in the third hour. I will get into government-run health care as well and the Supreme Court situation. It's all coming up. We've also got more and more captains, stewardesses going crazy. Oh, I was politically incorrect. I can be arrested under EU law. Flight attendants going crazy. It's Prozac, folks. They are allowing combat troops now to be on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that destroy the normal compulsion control, where people don't have their normal boundaries. And I'll bet you money this pilot was on some serotonin reuptake inhibitor, because they are in the psychotropic hallucinogen class. Most of the time, you're having a nice day in La La Land. But when things go wrong, compulsions, people just throw babies off balconies, women cut their kids' arms off, you know, drive off cliffs with them in cars, you know, shoot people. In 99% of the cases of really crazy behavior from people that weren't previously crazy, it ends up that people are on these psychotropics. We need to look into that with the Bales shooting and this situation with the screaming captain going crazy. So that's all coming up. We're going to go to Bob Fletcher here in a moment. I don't know why he hadn't been on my show in the 17 years I've been on air. And I said, have you ever been on the show? And he goes, no, we did touch base once and talk. And I asked him, when did you first wake up? And he said, 1985. I mean, this is a guy who helped wake me up like so many others, but still, had never been on the show. And I used to watch him, you know, in the early 90s about weather weapons and think, ah, this guy, he covers some good stuff, but this can't be real. Turns out he was exactly right. We're going to cover the waterfront with him today, and he'll be back hopefully a lot in the future. First off, yesterday I had a guest on, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and was ranting and raving about longevity products. The pollen burst with all the vitamins and minerals in it, you know, the big mega doses of the vitamin B's and D's and all of it. The rebound, but the best is the tangy tangerine, the cell shield. This is incredible stuff. I've lost right at 40 pounds. It's not even weight loss stuff. It's that the soils are depleted, and that once you get enough vitamins and minerals, you're not as hungry anymore. My breakfast was just a tangy tangerine. The Mighty 90 vitamins and trace minerals. Boom, that's my breakfast. I'll eat a lunch. I'll eat a small dinner, have some more tangy tangerine before I go to bed. I'm not hungry. It's amazing. And it's not even advertised as weight loss. Incredible stuff for your skin, everything, energy. Tangy tangerine, InfoWarsTeam.com. And, you know, I take about half the dose, it says, every day. People are always asking me. For children, and read the insert, it's about a quarter of the dose. Just vitamins and minerals. And so it'll last you months, one canister. Available at InfoWarsTeam.com, and your purchase also supports the broadcast. And if you can sign up there for like $10 and become a distributor, it's kind of like Costco. There's hundreds of great products there, all that have been approved by Dr. Wallach, who's a genius. So, again, InfoWarsTeam.com. Check it out today. Okay, going to our guest, Bob Fletcher, is a businessman, investigator, film producer, speaker, author, and all-around good guy. And I'm not going to go over his bio myself or even give you his website. I want him to do that, because I like to have guests on in their maiden visit with us to describe how they woke up. And he woke up running right smack dab into the CIA. I woke up when the police were dealing drugs in the town where I lived and busting people who had them later. And then I spoke out, and they threatened to kill me. So that's how I found the rabbit hole. Bob Fletcher joins us for the balance of the hour. Bob, great to have you on with us today. Tell us about yourself and how you woke up.
Very good, and it's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me on. And again, it's strange. You and I missed each other all this time. It's my fault. I should have screamed at you, I guess, earlier, and we could have shared some airtime. As far as how I got started, it's absolutely mind-boggling, and I'm going to really have to abbreviate this. I love to tell the whole in-depth story, but it takes so long that then it cuts into everything else that we might want to cover. I had a toy manufacturing company in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is in the mid-80s, 1983, 84, 85, that period of time. I manufactured puppets and unique little baseball hats with the everybody's seen them. Originally was one of my ideas, and that was with the funny little animal faces on the front of them and all that stuff. And basically doing very well. We were expanding. I had a retail operation, and the toy is extraordinarily my primary product was very, very unique, and we were selling them giant numbers. I couldn't even keep up with it. And I ran into a guy in New York City at a giant marketing and merchandising show. And as in those shows where they have 35,000 buyers show up at these gigantic exposés, and I just gathering up business cards of people that were interested in buying my product. And basically, I would just gather it up, write a little note on the back, and put the card down with full intent to get back to them later on when I got back to Atlanta. I contact this one number that I look at on the card once I get back to my factory, and I look at it and I said, well, this is my address. And I looked at it again and I said, yes, this is my address. And then I looked at it more carefully and I realized that it was a guy that had an operation 100 feet from me in the same manufacturing area. And I could hit it with a stone. So, wow, I thought that was pretty strange. Anyhow, to make that long part of this rather short, apparently I had been targeted by this guy, and I think primarily because the previous 5 years of my life, I had had an international marketing company and had actually been partners with ambassador. Actually, he was the consulate general for the country of Liberia, and we were doing business with West Africa, et cetera, et cetera. And that was a couple years prior to my toy company. So I found out much later that was the reason I was targeted. Now, when I say targeted, here's what took place. I merged my business with this guy. He owned two or three companies, a gigantic company, large national company where he sold novelty watches to 7-Eleven stores and things of that sort. You know, talking $100,000 at a time kind of contracts. So that was pretty big. And he employed 100 people with that company. So I thought I'd kind of hit pay dirt. All of a sudden, I had this business partner with tons of money to do what I needed to do with my toy company. Well, the bottom line was this guy was a major covert supplier of weapons for the Central Intelligence Operations worldwide. And that's his intent with my company and with the other company that he had, which was his watch company, was using them as covert fronts to be wherever he wanted to be. In my case, he had a full intention of moving and having myself function as a courier into Angola. That's where the African connection comes in. And needless to say, it blew me away. The first couple of months was great. The money was flowing. This guy was going to do television advertising with my toys and et cetera, et cetera. We were just going to go to the moon with what I was doing. However, when one day he said, we're going to have some visitors, I want you to meet them, they turned out to be General Heine Adderholt and General John Singlob, that people would meet a few years later in the Iran-Contra investigations. This guy was, by the way, his name, the covert operative's name, is Gary Best, and his company was called Vista, and Vista International USA, and even changed the name of my company to Vista.
Long and short, why did you get out of it?
Well, in short, eventually after meeting generals and finding out about what was going on, or at least finding out partially what was going on, like I say, he wanted to bring me in to function as an international courier. The downside, he says, was that if you talk to the wrong guy, you're going to be killed. I thought that was kind of negative compared to the positives. Obviously,
wanted to sell toys above board in America and around the world and be a regular toy salesman.
You got it.
You didn't want to be a spy.
Absolutely. Just blew my mind. And, I mean, these guys were coming in and out. We were getting telexes at that time. There was no email. It was telex time back then. We would get telexes that were coded messages. And this fellow, Gary Best, would tell me that, oh, by the way, this means one of our guys was just blown away over there. And so this operation had fallen down. I had come in on telephone conversations where he was selling and putting together contractual agreements for 747 aircraft, making as much as $10 million net profit on these.
Now, you came into a high-level operation.
High level, unbelievably high level, because I, after finally, I just said, hey, I got to get out of here. The guy owed me $250,000 that he hadn't paid me yet. I said, pay me up or give my toy company back. And he said, you're out of here. And if you say anything about what you've learned here, you're going to... And he didn't say anything verbally. He reached in his pocket, his vest pocket, pulled his hand out in the shape of a gun, pointed it towards my forehead, and pulled the trigger of the pretend gun.
Wow. Stay there. We got to go to break. You got to finish the story. Then this will be the first of many visits, and then we'll get into the weather weapons, all the other things you've been involved in and covered. Amazing. Amazing. Bob Fletcher's our guest. BobFletcherInvestigations.com is his website. I should add, we have a mutual friend, Emilio Estevez, who actually got Charlie Sheen into, quote, conspiracies. Now, that's who got Charlie into it, and I've met him quite a few times and hung out with him. Great guy, really smart. He was looking at doing a story of Bob Fletcher's life, and why I've never had Bob on to now, I'm still marveling, but I don't want to burn the time up repeating that. Obviously, we'll catch up on the 17 years I haven't had him, because he's such an interesting fella. Finishing up your story and abbreviating it, then we'll get into the weather weapons, all the other stuff you started discovering after that, since then, and what you think of what's happening today with Obama and all the big developments. Bob, please continue.
Okay. Yes. Again, like I say, we have to really kind of compress the front end of this thing in terms of what happened. So here I am. I'm sitting in my own toy company has now been taken over. The contracts are done. This guy technically owns it. He hasn't paid for the agreement yet, and he said he owes me a lot of money. The bottom line was the things that were going on were just so far over my head, and I was just again, I had done an awful lot in my life prior to this, so I certainly didn't consider myself to be naive. That's another whole story, too, which included being in the music and record business for many years. I was an executive with MCA Records. I was the promotion director that introduced Elton John to the United States of America. I was on the road with The Who. I mean, mean, et cetera, et cetera. This was my prior, long before I got involved with my toy manufacturing. So, again, I don't consider myself naive, but as everybody else, I knew nothing about the unbelievable corruption at the highest levels of our country. And I, all of a sudden, was plopped into the middle of it. Now, first, I thought, when I just left. I mean, I left with a threat on my life. I said, I'm going to get out of here. I said, but this guy, I'm going after him. He's fooling with the wrong guy. So I get with my lawyer friend right away, a friend of many years, and a lady and her husband who actually used to work for me. And I got with her and I said, spelled out this whole thing. And she said, well, this is, you know, we just go in and file lawsuits against this guy and find out who the heck he is. Well, when I went first to, and again, I have to compress this or we're going to run out of time. I went to, believe it or not, I called the CIA. Okay. You can't talk to the CIA. They told me that. I tried to set up an appointment with somebody. And I said, you are the guys that have to look into this. So that was nothing. That went no place at all. Next point, I touched base with the ATF, with the firearms people. I said, this guy, a couple of weeks ago, threw the brochure on my desk telling me this was something new that we were going to start handling. I thought maybe it was going to be a new toy, and it was a Hellfire missile. This guy was selling, putting together contractual agreements to supply the Hellfire missile to some of the covert operations at that time. He was in the middle of the Iran-Contra stuff. He was assisting General John Singlob, General Heine Atterholt, and General Richard Secord. And believe it or not, I met in my toy factory Bo Greit when he came back from one of his POW adventures. Bo came through the factory. I met Bo, and then, of course, later on, Bo and I end up speaking together on the same platforms, the same speaking engagements, and we became close friends, and he even ended up performing my wedding ceremony with my present wife. Anyhow, that's another whole complex, crazy story. But the bottom line was I left, was unable to get any place with finding out who this guy was, you know, who he really was. Nobody, obviously, no cooperation. A year later, approximately 1986, 87, I see the Iran-Contra stuff is starting to be investigated. Senator John Kerry's people investigating. And I'm watching the TV, and I heard a name or two, and I said, these are the guys that were in my toy factory. So I called up, believe it or not, just called straight in, dialed in, and I contacted Senator John Kerry's office, and I said, these people that you said you didn't know who they were, I know who they are. So one thing led to another, and I became involved with the Iran-Contra investigations. I was interviewed as a witness, and I became a federal sworn witness in the Christic Institute's legal action against all of these armed smugglers.
You're a brave man, Bob Fletcher, joining us here today, and we'll be right back and get into the latest info with him. I always really enjoy the information that we get from folks who've been fighting tyranny 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And Bob Fletcher's been doing it since the mid-1980s when he ran smack dab into it. You know, people that are ignorant who don't look at the info, they sometimes say, are you sure there's a corrupt shadow government? Which now it's out in the open. But are you sure? And it's the things I've seen, the things I've witnessed. Oh, yes, it's real. And, you know, here's Bob Fletcher, the same thing, Iran-Contra witness, all of this. To make a long story short, any other points on that? Then let's get into your journey of then discovering this whole shadow system and where that's led you today. And what is number one on your radar right now? What some of your new investigations are? What you're most concerned about?
Well, okay, sure. Let's just kind of, like I said, the front end of this thing is amazing, all the ins and outs and everything, which, by the way, I've done. I'm finalizing a book now, and all I'm going to need to do is get a publisher. That may be a trick. I need to get somebody to help me out on the publishing side because my book is now finally, you know, down to finished. And I'm talking as of maybe 2 weeks ago. And the rough draft of that is what Emilio Estevez had looked at, and his initial statement was that it was the greatest thing that he had read in 5 years. But he vanished on me, and I'm not sure. I think maybe there were some names in the book that were maybe close friends to Martin Sheehan, his father, or whatever. But I don't know what happened there. But dropping that off, though, I started chasing this. I realized that these guys were directly involved. This is 1987. They were directly involved with the Contra stuff. I started contacting and making contacts with the investigators there. Little by little, what was happening, how I morphed into doing all of the investigations, I was blown away every week, as you have been, by finding out who these people were and finding out the same guys that did Air America during the war, way back in the Vietnam War. These were the guys that were doing and supplying covert weapons. They considered themselves suppliers of air, and what they meant by that was transportation, aircraft, helicopters, and that type of thing. But in the midst of this, of course, was the supplying of all of the weapons that go into all of the little, tiny, unrecognizable wars that we carry on over and over and over again worldwide. It's a very small group of guys that are always available, the same as there's a small group of assassins that are always available to remove problems from the scene. So a telephone call will come in, and a guy will pick it up, and they'll simply say, we've got a problem we got to solve, and these guys will go out and eliminate whoever it is that they want to eliminate. Or they have to get weapons to an area. They will call these same specific guys and just say, we're going to start functioning in Angola, and we're going to start functioning here and functioning there, and they set up the necessary secret weapons, etc. And I was finding out on a regular basis that the guys that I dealt with yesterday that I was chasing were some of the same guys that I was going to deal with next month, and that they were all interrelated. And it ended up that all of the investigations that I've done in over the last 25, 30 years, I ended up being physically involved one way or interconnected one way or another with what I was looking into. And it was usually, it all went back to these same characters that were in Bob Fletcher's toy company.
And tell folks what happened to Sonny Bono.
Sonny's situation was, during this period, again, from the 80s up through the 90s and up to the 2000s, I was involved with many, many inquiries that the Senate and the Congress were carrying out. I dealt with Dante Fisel as it related to the old October surprise inquiries. I supplied them with material that Barbara Honecker had given me after being unable to do anything. I was involved with that in inquiry. I was involved with, I did do a thing on the JFK murder because I had gotten some actually footage from a Central Intelligence agent way back in the 80s. What was happening, my name was banging around in the corridors of the Congress and the Senate as somebody that knew this or knew these guys or knew what was going on.
Sure, and they wanted to use you as a conduit to put stuff out because they knew you had the courage to do it.
Right, and yes, that's right, absolutely. And also they were coming to me and saying, what do you know about this? Do any of your people fit this or fit that? I was even hired by Manuel Noriega's lawyers to do an investigative report for him. And what they were looking for was the connections between him, Manuel Noriega, after he was captured, the connections that he had previously had into the White House and other government levels. I did do that report. I was paid by the lawyers, but they ended up actually not doing anything because they were also in bed with some of the bad guys that I was reporting on. I was asked by Arlen Specter to do a report on the Oklahoma bombing because when I testified before the United States Senate Intelligence Subcommittee.
See, that's what's crazy. I forget to say I've seen you on C-SPAN. Folks, this sounds all of this is true. I mean, Bob, I guess in 30 years of fighting tyranny, you have seen so much.
Everything. And like I said, it went from one to another, and they were always some kind of an interrelationship. It was either with an event tied to an event or people that did A and B were doing C and D.
And then sometimes the people who are actually doing the crime have somebody investigating it because they want to have an investigation and look like they were looking into it so they can spin it and then use it against other people, and they're all blackmailing each other. I've had high-level former famous spies and others tell me, generals tell me, Jones, the reason you're alive is because, you know, the system in a way finds it entertaining, and it's almost a way that everything's just fleshed out so they can look at it from different perspectives, but there's so many different camps involved, no one wants to kill you because you're so well known, then that can be used to be blackmail against them. So the way it's been put is there's too much paperwork.
About that. That's absolutely, you're right on with that. Now, there have been a couple of attempts. One guy, one time, when I was in the middle of the Iran-Contras things, et cetera, doing exposés relative to that, a guy drove a station wagon through my sliding glass doors and missed killing me by 3 feet in my office.
That's their favorite way to kill you. Well, I was about to say, if it's a certain case where you've got original data that can get them, that's when they kill you.
That's right. Right, and there's also different ways to do it, and there's two or three other events, but we'll talk about that some other time. But on Sonny's case, I had delivered, as a matter of fact, it was related to, originally, probably one of my journeys to Washington, talking to some of the Dante Fisel's people, doing or Henry Gonzalez. I did things relative to the finances when he was connected with the investigating some of the financial garbage going on. He was a congressman out of Texas. The bottom line was somehow we crossed paths, I crossed paths in Washington with one of the guy that ran Sonny's offices, Sonny Bono. And I told him I was working on this major thing connecting the CIA and drugs. Now, this was after the Waco events and all of that stuff. Sonny had become so traumatized when he got up to Washington. You know, again, he knew about corruption, but he was destroyed when he started finding out how high it went and how deep it went and how extraordinary it was relative to billions and multi-millions of dollars.
I'm going from memory, but didn't he break down and cry over Waco?
Absolutely.
And stuff?
Yes, he did.
And I remember watching him on C-SPAN because I was addicted to C-SPAN at that time, and he was really starting to get in people's faces, and you could tell he was freaking out that he was in the middle of a bunch of crooks.
Yes, he did. He actually broke down and cried. You know, you can look at that from two sides. His life and mine were so terribly familiar. I did things in the record business that he did in the record business. He, of course, became much more famous. But nonetheless, he and I ran down mutual railroad lines side by side, like you and I. But anyhow, to get back to what took place there. So I told Sonny was looking into the narcotics, et cetera. And of course, Maxine Waters was doing her theatrical thing relative to it on the floor of the Congress, screaming and yelling about the connections. So I At that time, now, I was living in Los Angeles. All right, this is early 90s. I had moved to L.A., and Congressman Waters' offices were right close by. I contacted them, and I said, I'm going to finish this report in a couple of weeks. I'm going to give it to you. And I said, now, this name's names that you're not going to want to talk about. You know, and they said, which, of course, I heard that before. They said, oh, we don't care. Wherever the chips fall, you know, in the name of honesty, you know, and I thought, yeah, ha ha on that one. So I supplied her with a copy of this, her offices, and I supplied Sonny. Now, Sonny took a couple of months. In that interim period of time, Waters slowed down and was no longer screaming and yelling about the narcotics being supplied to the streets of America by our high-level government.
Somebody had gotten a message to her, because she was on the news before that, I remember.
Right.
She was going and confronting the CIA director, Mike Rupert was. That was big news then.
Right, and Mike and I are good friends, too, by the way. But okay, so we go. So she did nothing. As a matter of fact, part of that, believe it or not, something that was missed, but Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, visited her, walked the streets of her backyard in California, in Southern California, and promised her $100 million, if I remember right, financial assistance. Now, I don't know where the heck he's supposed to get that assistance, but they got an awful lot of community assistance exactly in this period of time. I'm talking within a couple of weeks of what I'm talking with the report, and that was the end of her. She never complained anymore. So not to say that that was directly related, but it's very possible.
And for those that don't remember, inner city areas were turned into war zones when the CIA started bringing the crack in, and there were actual people so drugged out they wouldn't eat or even drink, that looked like zombies with all their hair falling out. I mean, literally, because I grew up in Dallas and saw a lot of these. They look scarier than actual, you know, fake zombies in movies. So I could see why she was wanting to get the drugs stopped being shipped in. But, I mean, that's like putting a Band-Aid on an axe wound to say, oh, here's $100 million for community stuff.
Yeah, I think actually she wanted to just get the credit. I don't know whether she really had a lot of care for that, but for that area. Okay, so I supplied my report to Sonny, and by the way, which is one of the ones that I have available at my website, and that's the one on, it's titled the CIA and Drugs, et cetera, et cetera. I supplied this in a DVD form. Sonny finally got to look at it. He got back to me. I received an advance, information that Sonny had gone over it. He had freaked out and was moving forward to initiate a congressional inquiry based on primarily what I had supplied him with. And there's specifically a few people that he wanted to go after. I said, great, let me know how that happened, what's going on with it. Another month went by or whatever, and I received the call right in the middle of December, and I was told, Bob, Sonny has it all set up. In 3 weeks, when he comes back from the Christmas holidays, we're going to begin the inquiry into all these characters and everything that's going on. We want to make sure you're going to be a witness and that you will assist us to go from there forward. I said, absolutely. I'm in Los Angeles now, but when you need me, you let me know, and I'll be in Washington, and let's go and do it. And the big deal was that Sonny had said that they had set up subpoena powers for the congressional inquiry. Now, this may not mean anything. It's just a word to a lot of people. But the bottom line is that commonly, with all of these inquiries that are by Congress and Senate, they're shut down all the time. They're sidestepped. We are lied to. They come in. They have experts that come in and sit on the committees. They know how to shut up everything.
Well, here's an example. The TSA ordered Congress not to have all these top forensic security experts testify, proving their machines are frauds and it's all theater. And they tell, that was in the news the other day, the TSA tells Congress, and Obama tells tells Congress what he can and can't do. He tells Congress, hey, we're going to have a war, and you're not over that. The UN is now.
Yes, absolutely. So the total control thing by this time, just forget about it. Anybody that thinks you're going to get anything done, you know, like the idea of write your congressman, phew, give me a break. That's almost a comedy routine. But let me get to the most upsetting thing in 30 years in my life, I think, was the Sonny situation. So what happened is he gets my report. They're going to move forward with the subpoenas. Subpoenas means that they're going to be able to tell these people to answer the questions or do jail time for not answering the questions. That's the difference that Sonny had set up. He was going to be on this new intelligence committee. It was all, everything was set and in place. And so I said, great, I wished them all a nice Christmas, and that was it. 10 days after I received that telephone call, Sonny Bono was murdered on the top of the ski slopes. Period. End of story. When it happened, totally freaked me out, because the bottom line is I genuinely feel somewhat responsible for his death, because I know the materials I sent him and the phone call I had gotten 10 days earlier was the last straw for the bad guys. They were in a position to either stop, and actually they had to kill and terminate Sonny before he came back, which would have been about 10, 15 days after he was killed. They only had 10, 15 days left. If they hadn't killed him, and where he was going to move forward with the investigation would have been started, and somebody would have finished it, even if he had been killed then.
Incredible, incredible. Stay there. Prisoners of doubt. We know what's going on. And we know that going along with corruption might work up front, but in the final equation, it destroys societies. And once corruption gets to a certain point, no one in the system can blow the whistle on anybody else, so the corruption gets worse and worse. And now you have John Corzine engaging in Bernie Madoff behavior publicly, perjuring himself, stealing money, and not getting in trouble. What comes next? We only got this short segment and a little bit of another, and then we've got Lindsey Williams for about 40 minutes, because Rob got back late last night and stayed up all night and edited it, and it's ready. An exclusive interview with Joe Arpaio with breaking news on the birth certificate. And Arpaio looks pretty freaked out in this video. So, and we talked to their chief investigator. We got hours of incredible stuff for the nightly news, but we got about 10 minutes of this coming up later towards the end of the third hour. I'm trying to digest it during the breaks. It's powerful. And the type of censorship and intimidation the sheriff's going through, it's amazing. So that's coming up. Going back to Bob Fletcher of BobFletcherInvestigations.com. Finishing up with the Sonny Bono, because I want to spend a little bit of time with you. And then if you want, we'll have you back next week or the week after to really get into weather weapons and everything I originally wanted to get you on with. But I remember 93, 94, watching Access TV, people putting Bob Fletcher investigation videos on. And it was just, I was like, this guy's really credible. I've seen him on C-SPAN testifying to Congress, but then he's talking about weather weapons. That was just too far out for me. Now it's just, oh, the government's weather modifying, but it's secret. And it's everything Bob exposed. So I'm going to do a whole hour with him on how he knew all that. But finishing up with Sonny Bono's murder.
Okay, sure enough. And I, like I say, we end up running out of time because we're talking 30 years of crazy stuff here. So with Sonny's case, I called Sonny's office right away to my longtime associate up there for a few years, he would not take my calls. Now, this is a guy I normally would eat lunch with in Washington. And so this was right afterwards. So then I knew I was right. The worst situation had happened, that he had been hit. So I started chasing it, and I had done a profuse inquiry. It took me a long time. They were totally withholding autopsy reports, which I guess I'm still the only guy that's gotten it. They're holding a little bit of it back, but the autopsy in reality shows that he had, there's no way he could have run into the tree. That's all baloney. I got the footage of the area that was taken only a couple hours after he was found, and all the rest of that. I did an extensive, I've done a DVD report, which is available at my website also, on Sonny's murder. But the bottom line, without getting into all the intricacies of it, there's no question it was impossible for him to go fast enough. He was 120 feet inside the tree line where he was off of the ski run. He was up actually in the woods.
What did they do? Like taser him and then drag him in and beat his brains out? Or what'd they do?
You know, that part I'm not positive. It's one of two things. Either they had a deal somehow to like meet him. It's possible somebody told him they were going to give him information for his investigation, meet him secretly there, or he was hit someplace else and brought up on a ski sled and then rolled over into the snow and dragged up against the tree. But he was pistol whipped on the right side of his head, probably by a left-handed assassin.
Yeah. Well, they said on the news, Benazir Bhutto hit her head. She's on tape being machine gunned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're catching up on 17 years of me never having Bob Fletcher on air. We're tentatively setting him up for next Thursday in the third hour. He'll be on sometime with us next week, probably next Thursday. We have a special guest, by the way, on the nightly news side. I'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. But listen, for folks that aren't online and can't go to BobFletcherInvestigations.com to check out your films and materials and special reports there that are in text, is there a P.O. box or some other way for folks to contact you?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Guys, grab up a pencil there. It's Post Office Box 216. Bayview, B-A-Y-V-I-E-W, Idaho, 83803. That's 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And drop us a note if you're not online. We'll send you a little catalog, shows you what we've been doing.
Wonderful. We've only got 4 minutes left with you, and you're on next week, graciously.
Okay.
On the world today, on all the craziness, the NDAA, I mean, everything you talked about's come true. I mean, this is crazy. What's your view in the general world, where we're headed, what the New World Order's up to?
Well, it's going to be interesting because I'm not sure. They're having to mix the crazy stuff that they're artificially put on us with some of the real changes of the earth, so to speak, that may put us into dire emergencies. So between the false stuff that they're applying and the real stuff that's coming down from nature, I don't know if they know what to do. But what's really spooky, and I have not investigated very much, is the multitude of gigantic underground facilities that the bad guys have spent our money on,
yes,
preparing for themselves to have a place to jump and hide when the stuff hits the fan. And so, I don't know, it's putting them into a little trick bag. I don't know what they think they're going to be controlling if, in fact, everything's blown up and flown apart above ground.
All right, well, the first thing we're going to cover then is weather modification and deep underground bases, which they admit they've built, but again, that's secret. The details are secret. Unbelievable amounts of money there. What else are we going to cover next week?
Talk about, of course, I'll tell you something, that is some brand new things that nobody's ever even, I've not even talked much about, is the bombs, the Oklahoma. You know, we have the anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks on the Oklahoma bombing, and I have connections that I will talk about for the first time on your show relative to what I've discovered on that. It's really, it really freaked me out, and it's very real about who was involved with some of that, the rest of the bombs that they.
Oh, you better say real quick and get the tells next week. We don't want you to die in a skiing accident. Just real fast, who?
Oh, and Gary Best, the arms dealer that was in my company, I found out had moved temporarily 1.5 miles away from the bomb site and had previously supplied electronic detonators for C4 plastics for the Contras, and he was in Oklahoma with a covert operation.
Well, we know the head of anti-terrorism was there and got caught lying about it.
And of course, they did retrieve a couple of bombs that did not go off.
Yeah, that was on the news.
And they disappeared. Yeah, we have that all on video, of course. Well, we can talk about that, and or we can talk about some of the weapons that people just would not believe that we utilized and tested down in Panama when we invaded the Panama. We did the Panama invasion.
Super weapons.
Right. Well, laser weapons that melted humans. And we have some of that, unfortunately, on video, which is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I've seen that in the Panama deception. Wow. Okay, we're going to cover it all next Thursday. I'm going to call you in about 10 minutes to double-check. You haven't been able to see your schedule yet. But next Wednesday, next Thursday, Bob Fletcher, full hour to get into all the other stuff. Amazing. Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us.
God bless you. Take care.
I'll say bye to you right now. Bob Fletcher, Investigations.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the next 40 minutes or so, we are joined here by Pastor Lindsey Williams. Then I'm going to air part of our exclusive interview with Sheriff Joe Arpaio with our reporters Patrick Henningsen and Rob Jacobson. They both went there and interviewed Arpaio. I didn't want to talk about it until they'd gotten back with the footage. And there's a bunch of it. They had a long, hour-long meeting with the chief investigator, Zolo. He's been up all night. He got back last night. Late last night, and Jacobson hasn't slept, and it's done now, so that's coming up. Strangely enough, Lindsey, who lives out there, was the one that told us about some of this info and to go out there, but he can't even get into it himself because he's sworn to secrecy. Arpaio's pretty freaked out. I mean, they really believe that the birth certificate's all fake, which of course it is, and everything else. And you can watch the video of the police and the press conferences. They're all pretty scared, and they should be. In fact, I can now say it because it's on record, because one of their chief investigators, a private investigators they've got, Dr. Jerome Corsi, that he's been told by Arpaio get security, and Arpaio has more security. And that's breaking news. That broke like a week ago. Nobody picked it up here on the show. In fact, we should do an article about it, that Arpaio has increased security because of the from the White House. So we've got that coming up. Now, Lindsey Williams, one of his oil company exec sources died about a year ago, Ken Fromm, a little more than a year ago. He's got the other source. I know the source's name. Lindsey said here about 6 months ago, he said, now it's going to start going up. And then now we have the headlines of $200 a barrel oil. The national average, AAA says, is $390, some areas over $450. It's all starting. Dollar devaluation. Now they're finally talking about QE3. A little bit later than some people thought. Lindsey said, no, it's not going to be till the end of 2012. And, of course, much of what Lindsey said over time has turned out to be frighteningly accurate. So no need to thank us or anything, Lindsey. Just out of the gates, give us those bullet points. We didn't even get to them all Sunday. We've got limited time. You're gracious to join us. Give us the data dump up front, the latest info that Mr. X has given you.
There is not going to be a financial collapse in April, May, or June. You did hear correctly. There is going to be one. There positively will be a financial collapse. It is already planned. There were many people who made fortunes during 1929 through 33 during the Great Depression because they knew what was going to happen. If you will listen to my elitist friend, you can spare yourself major heartache. Now, you have time. This is a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it right now. When will the financial collapse take place? I am going to tell you today, right here on the Alex Jones Show. Also, my elitist friend has told me why Mr. Obama may not be reelected. You heard me correctly. I said he may not. I didn't say he wasn't going to be. I said he may not, and it's all because of the Keystone Pipeline, and there's so much more involved in that than you ever could have imagined. You are going to be amazed. Back in 1966, I bought gasoline for 35 cents a gallon. At the same time, that same year, I could go into a bank and place a $1 bill on a counter and get a silver dollar, 1 ounce of silver. 1979, for the first time, gasoline in September of that year went to $1 a gallon, and we thought the world was coming apart. In 2004, in May of that year, it went to $2 a gallon. 2005 went to $3. 2008, it went to $4. In the past 2 weeks, you've seen it go up 19 cents. It is going to $7 and $8. Mark my words, you may as well prepare and get ready for it. There are things taking place amongst the elite right now that are so startling. If you will take time to do something about it, you can prepare and spare yourself major heartache. Now, Alex, I've got to say congratulations on what you did with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And I thank you for that you allowed me to give it to one of your producers here a while back that you should contact him immediately.
Well, sure. He didn't get into everything. He didn't get into all of it, but he covered a lot. It's coming up. We have even more of the chief investigator that we're going to get on the nightly news as soon as we can. We've got like hours of stuff. But let me tell you, I already found what their investigation found, and I just went and looked at it. And I said, okay, here it is. Let's go look at it. And I know fake typewriter fonts on computers. Every typewriter strike is original, like a fingerprint or a snowflake, because of how hard you hit the key and what's going on with the ribbon. It's all fake typewriter. The C's are the same. The B's are the same. It's all the same. It's a fake computer typewriter font. It's 100% just on that. Everything else is fake. The Selective Service is fake. The Social Security number is somebody else's. The State Department said his dad wasn't his dad and kicked him out of the U.S. No kidding, looks nothing like him. His real name is Barry Sotero. They admit that. 3 years ago, we were kooks to talk about it. On and on and on, it's all fake. And Arpaio is, we're going to get to the interview, but let's start getting into... I mean, did he tell you specifically when the planned collapse is going to take place?
All right, we'll go to the collapse first. Now, you positively are going to see one. About a year ago, I was put in touch with a gentleman. Please write his name down. Folks, I beg of you, everyone out there in the listening audience today, please get a pencil and piece of paper right now and write down some of the facts. that my elitist friend have told me. Keep in mind, these people are now in their 70s and 80s. They are concerned about their children. One of them has talked with me on a regular basis for the past few days. He's concerned about his wife. And when you get to the place you're facing the graveyard, sometimes you say things you won't say otherwise. I lived with these people for 3 years, have kept in touch with them over the years. And as a result, I can honestly say there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. What about the financial collapse? Yes, it is going to take place. I was put in touch about a year ago with a gentleman by the name of Tom Fowler. Please go and look him up. You can talk with him personally if you wish. He just completed a DVD series with me in which he tells his entire story on Wall Street and the corruption that he saw there. And I said, Tom, would you be willing to tell your story? And he said, yes. Well, I did mine also. And he said, and was told, and so also I was told, it's perfectly together. When will the collapse take place? It is not going to take place during April, May, and June for a reason. The elite are intentionally creating massive debt in every nation, every city, every county, every state, all over the world. They have not created all of the debt that they want to create yet. They're creating it for the purpose of when they finally do decide to let the collapse take place, they will have no chance. Let's take, for instance, Greece. Whenever Greece, they bought their bonds. Who in the world, in their right mind, would buy any Greek paper? They know good and well it's bankrupt. There's no way that they're going to make their money back. But that's what it's all about. The elite had bought the Greek bonds and the Greek paper. But when Greece fell, the whole financial system did not collapse. And many people were saying it was going to, and I said, no, it's not going to. Well, whenever they do allow it to collapse, they can merely step in and say, Greece, you have no choice. We own your paper. We own you. We have bought your bonds. Now, you have no choice but to step by with new currency. After all, your currency has already collapsed. But folks, that's not only Greece. Do you realize that's going to happen in America? When we get up to $15, $18, $20 trillion worth of debt, and the American dollar has collapsed. Oh, by the way, please, put it down if you haven't before. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I did not say it was going to be non-existent. It will still be there. Listen to the words carefully of the elite. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012, and whenever they do allow the collapse to take place, they can step in and say, America, forget about your Constitution. Your children are crying. You're going hungry. Your dollar is so worthless that you take a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread.
You're saying that by December, it's going to be no longer the world reserve currency. How long will it take then, if your source is right, for people to really get desperate?
Get desperate shortly, and let me prove to you why, please. Now, I'm glad you have those pencils and paper by now. China and Japan, 2 months ago, signed the largest trade agreement that's ever been signed on the face of the earth in history, and they said we'll sell and trade amongst ourselves. America is the number one economy in the world. China is number two. Japan is number three. And they said we will not use the American dollar, the petrodollar, the reserve currency of the world for this trade agreement. We will use other currencies. The dollar, at that point, for all practical purposes, the nail was driven into the coffin of the dollar 2 months ago, and the average person didn't know it. Now watch the other two times, and you will see the progression. And toward the end of 2012, the elite have it all planned. Iran and India, as you know, the United States of America placed sanctions on Iran. Then the European Union placed sanctions on Iran and said you cannot buy any Iranian oil as of June the 1st. Then the United Nations came along. Do you realize that when we place sanctions on Iran, the United States of America, that we basically said you cannot use the petrodollar for the sale of your oil anymore? Yet Iran is the third largest supplier of oil in the world. Number one is Russia. Number two is Saudi Arabia. Number three is Iran. Do you realize what this does to Iran? Oh, India stepped up and said, Iran, no problem. You can't use the petrodollar anymore. But we will buy that million barrels of oil that you're selling to the European Union every day. We will be more than happy to buy it. Our economy is growing. We need it. And a folks, please, you've got to catch this. And we will pay you in gold. Oh, my goodness.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. We got a break. Lindsey Williams is our guest, and he has another DVD out with this economist that he's talking about, and we'll also give you the number and website for that and give you the name of it. Also, I promised to get Lindsey on today and take some calls. Questions for Lindsey Williams, unscreened, bring them in, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Some calls, and in the next segment, people need to have their pens and paper ready, like you said, because I'm going to give them the name of the new documentary you put together, and it has all this laid out in it and more. But just briefly, because I want to go right to calls. What is your elitist friend telling you about precious metals and the type of currencies that are going to be used in the future?
He said, "You must get into a certain type of currency immediately." Alex, also need to go back to the American dollar for a moment, and also, please, folks, the Keystone Pipeline is so much more important than the average person knows. I've got so much to say today, I'll try to get it all in. You must immediately get into the proper type of currency. I hope you're hearing this. Now, there is going to be a financial collapse. I'll tell you when it's going to be, and I'll tell you exactly how you can know when it's going to be. But there were people... Many people made great fortunes in 1929. Not everybody stood in a soup line in 1933. And the people who prepared in advance knew that the great financial collapse of 1929, the Depression, was going to take place. They had no problems whatsoever surviving and made great fortunes in that period of time. You can also. And you'll remember that before Mr. Fromm died, we had that conversation. I related it. It's in the archives of your programs, Alex, that they said to me, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. Now, let me clarify. I do not sell gold and silver. Alex can tell you where to get it. You couldn't buy an ounce from me if you tried. I'm only telling you what they've told me in order to try to save you much heartache. He said to me, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. If you had listened to my elitist friend 3 years ago when I first told that on the Alex Jones Show, your money right now would be worth three times what it was at the time that my elitist friend said it to me. Instead, many of you invested in every other thing imaginable, and now you've lost it, whether it be the stock market, the 401Ks, the IRA, the dinars, I don't care what it is. You listen to the elite this time, please. You need to invest. And you ready? Please jot this down. You have those pencils and paper ready. Please invest in currency, gold and silver, minted by the United States Mint. Please hear this. You cannot go and invest in foreign coins. You need to invest in gold and silver minted by the United States Mint. Why? The state of Utah just passed a law the other day, and it's actually on the books now. Three states, I understand, have done this, saying that gold and silver minted by the United States Mint, legal tender, must be accepted at the grocery store, the hardware store, and the drug store.
Yeah, a bunch of states are doing that. And I know they say stuff pre-1933 that's U.S. is non-confiscatable. But, I mean, if they pass a law like that again, I'm not turning in a little bit of gold and silver I've got. I mean, they're a bunch of crooks. I know my great-granddaddy, actually my great-grandfather, my grandfather's father owned a car dealership in Dallas, was the first Chevy dealership up there. He didn't turn his gold in. He laughed at all the people that did. But I mean, your elitist friend is actually implying they're going to confiscate gold?
He did not say that. He said, just in case. Now, keep in mind, the elite don't always get what they want. In fact, Mr. Obama just double-crossed the elite the other day when he canceled out.
Yeah, briefly, tell folks about the Keystone.
Well, first of all, get into pre-1933 gold and get into silver of any date. According to federal law, they cannot confiscate 1 ounce gold, which you call silver dollars, minted by the United States Mint, of any date, 2012, 2011, all the way back on silver. But gold, anything prior to pre-1933 cannot be confiscated. Get into it. You need to get into the currency immediately that the elite have. They bought it by the ton. Secondly, Keystone Pipeline. This was so significant, you can't imagine. Now think. get your thinking cap on a moment. Mr. Obama said, I am going to announce on a certain date as to what the United States of America will do in relation to the Keystone Pipeline. He did not announce it that day. This is more significant than you can imagine. Please watch it. And then 2 weeks later, he announced what he was going to do about the Keystone Pipeline, and he said, it's not to the advantage of Americans to do it. Oh, what a flowery speech he gave. Why did he say this? I went to my elitist friend. I was amazed. I mean, he was livid. You're talking about mad? I've never heard him so mad in my life. Now, this man's in his 70s. He's the one that gives me information so much after Mr. Brom died. And he said, I won't give you his exact words. I said, why did he cancel out on the Keystone Pipeline? I'm going to give you his exact words. He said, and I hope you'll write them down, he is a Muslim. Oh, my goodness. That said more than you can imagine. I said, what do you mean he's a Muslim? Mr. Obama double-crossed the elite. They are livid at him right now. They may not allow him to get reelected. He canceled out on the Keystone Pipeline in favor of his Muslim Brotherhood brethren. You saw him. You saw the pictures. He went to Saudi Arabia.
So that's what the former oil company head is telling you. All right, we're coming right back and go to call.
I would stand in line for there's always room in life for this.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
And then it fell apart. Doug, listening on channel 166 XM. Tony, I guess, listening on the internet in Costa Rica. Alan, Tim, Marty. We'll get to at least those five calls. And then I'm going to air part of the Sheriff Arpaio interview. We've got his investigator. We got hours of this stuff. But that's coming up, too, at the very end of the transmission. We'll have more on the nightly news tonight and more tomorrow. There's just so much here. This is all crazy. David Icke, who got lost in transit to Hawaii, he is on tonight for an extended interview, nightly news, always informative. Going back just briefly here, Lindsay has put together with this latest information a new DVD presentation, film slash talk, with the gentleman he was talking about. Very powerful info, Secrets of the Elite, prophecyclub.com or 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111 if you want to see it all congruently put together without me interrupting in the ads and the rest of it. Let's go ahead here, Lindsay, and go to some phone calls, and then we'll get your brief comment on the Arpaio thing before we go to that, because I know you got the inside baseball, but as usual. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in California. No. Let's go to Doug first, listening on channel 166 XM, and then Tommy. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex. Nice talking to you again here from Santa Cruz. I called you July 5th about the weaponization of water. I'm really glad you have an old school person like your guest on there, because he remembers in 1981 when Bank of America was paying 22% interest and what I'd like his reaction to is what's been going on with the NDAA. I'm actually running for a political office here, and I've incorporated your material that I've learned on your program to ask that our local law enforcement here proactively look at this and say they're not going to enforce this unconstitutional law and nullity.
Well, there are a bunch of states moving to block it. Virginia's passed a law saying police don't put bags over citizens' heads and help the feds take them away, and if you see the feds doing it, arrest them. So there's like eight states now passing laws or that have passed them. Great questions. Thank you for the call. Lindsay Williams, NDAA, martial law provisions, executive orders, power grabs. Did your former oil company head exec give you any intel on that?
Mr. Fromm did before he ever passed away. In fact, I'll never forget the day that the health care bill was supposed to have been put before Congress. And prior to that, he knew everything that was in it. And he said to me one day when we were talking about it, I said, I understand there's going to be a health care provision before Congress. He said, Chaplain, that is not a health care bill. I said, Ken, what are you talking about? He said, that is not a health care bill. He said, that is total control. He said, that the Patriot Act, along with the health care bill, brings about total control to the American people. It was hatched up by them. No congressman ever read it. The president himself did not read it before he signed it. And it was put before Congress by the elite. And the story of the inside workings of how they got votes on that, you are going to be dumbfounded when you hear the person who appeared with me on this DVD in Secrets of the Elite tell the story.
Wow. Yeah, it is a takeover of the infrastructure. Thank you so much, caller there from Santa Cruz. We got two affiliates in Santa Cruz. You can listen to us like that as well. Let's talk to Tommy in Costa Rica. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hello, Alex. Lindsay, how you doing?
Good. Hi, Tommy.
Good. Listen, Lindsay, put your thinking cap on. About 1974, you walked into a bar with Mr. Fromm and Mr. L in Anchorage, Alaska, the Anchorage International Inn, where I was a bartender part-time while in the service. I said hello to you, and Mr. Fromm, I think, introduced you as the teetotaler. But beyond that, I'd met Ken, or talked to Ken, a couple times after that incident. And Ken drew me aside one time and told me, he knew I was in the service, and he said, never mind the standing armies. Beware of the bankers. And this stuck in my mind for the longest time. I had people from...
That's a good quote. I mean, we've got the Rothschild quote about, I don't care who runs the government as long as I control the money. Don't worry about standing armies. It's the bankers. Wow, go ahead.
Exactly. I never forgot that. And Alex, I was going to call you earlier on this because Lindsay, I thought I'd call you today. Also, some people came in, I thought they were working on the pipeline. This relates to Fletcher, about what are you guys doing? I said, what are you guys doing up here, working on the pipeline? No, we're in Galkina, we're working on a way to control the weather. And this is back in 1974.
Well, that's where they do it, up there in Alaska. Do you remember walking into that bar with Mr. L and Mr. Fromm there, Lindsay?
I am so glad that you called from Costa Rica. I want to thank you. You know, for so many years, people said, Lindsay Williams is nothing in the world but just a phony. He really didn't know all these people. And now, of course, when Mr. Fromm passed away, now even Alex and others know. I'm glad that you did not mention the name of the second gentleman. He's still alive. He's in his 70s. You and I know who he is. This gentleman is exactly right. I remember walking into the bar. You know, ministers can walk into bars. They just don't have to drink the alcohol. I walked in that day, and we had a great time. And I remember it well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for adding credibility to the fact that I've been telling the truth all these years.
Absolutely. And I met you at the Captain Cook Athletic Club. Briefly, shook your hand. I was one of the muscle idiots down there in the basement. But that's another long story. Anyway, my question, Alex and Lindsay, I listened to your show on Sunday, and we're talking about Obama being elected and how he got his money, and we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, how did the elite let that get by them? Do you follow what I'm telling you? They have such control.
Well, but you heard Fletcher. There's all this constant backstabbing going on.
Yeah, that's true. I know that, Alex. But I'm just saying, how did it get rid? How did the elite? I mean, they've elected every president since Kennedy.
Yeah, they were going to double cross the Arabs, and that's what they were going to do was break that deal. And it sounds like Obama is not doing that. I appreciate your call. It's a great question, Lindsay. That's a good question.
Okay, first of all, there was Egypt, and after Mubarak was deposed in Egypt, I went to my latest friend, whom this gentleman is referring to right here on the air, and I said, what in the world is going on? He told me everything that the elite were going to do for the next few years, how that they would go right into Libya. Gaddafi set them back. Oh, please, listen to the dates here. Gaddafi set the elite back 2 to 3 months because he wouldn't give in as quick as they thought he was going to. Then they came around to Syria right now, and Assad has set them back another 3 to 4 months. You see, the elite are only human. They think they're God, but they're only human beings, and they're not getting what they want. As a result, they were set back some here. And they told me the entire story, which, Alex, you'll remember. 1 year ago, approximately, I produced the series, The Middle East, the rest of the story, and told every bit of it because it's...
Yeah, but you said before that they were going to bring down... Sure. You said before that they were going to bring down the Middle East, though. Lindsay, we got to jump to another caller. Thank you, a caller from Costa Rica. Marty in Wisconsin, quick question for our guest. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I live in a small city in Wisconsin, and I'm looking to purchase a rural property. Would I be better, and this is a question for both of you guys, would I be better off waiting until, you know, after December, or would I be better off doing this now?
Well, I don't want to give you financial advice because everybody's case is different. And then even if it's good advice, something changes, then it's bad advice. I just think, you know, you should pray about it and do your own research and make your own decision. Lindsay?
Yes, on my new DVD series, Secrets of the Elite, I said to Tom Fowler, I said, Tom, are you willing for people to actually call you personally? You will find his phone number. He's one of the most knowledgeable Wall Street insiders you'll ever find. If you want to talk to a man who knows it and has the license to be able to advise you, I'd suggest that you give him a call.
Yeah, and again, make your own decision and keep your own counsel as well. Again, it's a complex issue. Anything else, Marty?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's jam in Tim in Michigan. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you been?
Been doing okay, brother.
It's your old friend Bubba from the Google Bomb.
That's right. You're the listener who had the idea for the Google Bomb that worked like a charm for about a year. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad I was able to be an influence, and I also was able to get the fluoride on my first try with a 6-minute speech.
You took action. You had a big victory. You sent us the local news article. You have a question for Lindsay, my friend?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have two things. I've been making small investments in silver, silver rounds, and when I can't afford it or when I can find them, I have been picking up on some British sovereigns. Although I'm on Social Security, it does.
Okay, specifically, we're almost out of time. What's your question specifically?
Okay, specifically, I have for Lindsay. I have a question about a theory that I have about when Kennedy tried to reinvoke the.
He tried to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Let me ask that question. Thank you, sir. We just got to go in the interest of time. His point about Kennedy being killed for trying to reissue U.S. money?
Yes. Don't buy anything but American gold and silver when you buy. To get into the Kennedy story, take an entire program, Alex.
All right, Lindsay, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've only got about a minute till we've got to go to this tape if we're going to have time. What's your comment on Sheriff Arpaio? I know you live out there in Phoenix.
Sheriff Arpaio, what he has told you, I'm so glad to see. I want to say congratulations. He knows a whole lot more than just the birth certificate issue. I can't go any further on the air. I'd like to talk with you off the air about it. Folks, when this financial collapse is going to take place, watch derivatives. You'll find it all in our new series, Secrets of the Elite. And thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege.
All right, thank you so much, Lindsay. God bless. Good to hear from you. This is our little interview with Arpaio. It's about 8 minutes long. We'll play part of it now and go to break and play the rest when we come back. Then we have their head investigator in a longer interview. And he brought up the fact that in 50 years, this is the worst censorship he's ever seen of what he's actually found and put out. And he also got into the fact, this is breaking, that regardless of what the legislature does with their bill to demand the original real birth certificate with proof, they're going to go ahead with their investigation. So his investigation is going to continue regardless of what the state does there and more. Here is that interview that Patrick Henningsen and Rob Jacobson conducted yesterday at the sheriff's office in Maricopa County, Arizona. Here it is, InfoWars.com exclusive.
What's the significance of this bill today, this legislation that's been introduced this week?
Well, I think it's important. It's only common sense using a law to pursue, to make sure the person that is running is who that person is. I don't think it's asking too much. I believe that our investigation probably substantiates the need for this. When you look at the evidence that we have accrued in the last 6 months with our cold case posse, anybody with common sense looking at those two documents that we feel are forged judge would say, wait a minute, you know, we better get another system going to make sure this doesn't happen again. So it's only common sense, but there's a lot of politics involved. People don't want to even talk about it. You can see there's not many people that showed up here. Everybody wants to ignore this subject. Most of the questions in that press conference on March 1 wasn't about the evidence. They didn't want to talk about that. It's all, this has been already done. This is old stuff. Why don't they talk about the evidence? Nobody's talking about the evidence, which is very interesting. And there seems to be a national blackout on this. I mean, you know, whatever I do, I make national news. When I put people in pink underwear, I always make national news. But this one, they don't want to talk to the sheriff.
How's the response been from your constituents in general about those who know about this effort?
Well, quite frankly, I didn't know how it would work, whether they would be against me, since everybody else seems to avoid the issue. But it hasn't been as bad as I thought. I don't get many negatives other than these Mickey Mouse threats and garbage through blogs. But the people that I meet, and I meet every day, I'm giving speeches. Hundreds of people a day come up for my picture and so on. But they never say anything bad about what I'm doing on the Obama thing. In fact, a lot of them like what I'm doing. So politically, it hasn't hurt me, but it doesn't matter because I would have done it anyway. But I'm a little surprised at the support on this issue, those that are willing to talk about it. Now, all the majority of politicians don't even want to talk about it, Republicans and Democrats. It's like the plague to talk about this. I've never seen anything like this, and I've been a top federal law enforcement official for years and years. And I knew about the Watergate, and I've been through it all. But I never seen this situation.
What is that?
Censored.
Has Arizona got a higher standard of vetting? That's what's really being shown here. Is Arizona's
that's
kind of
what we'd
up.
Like.
They've stepped up to
that's what
an
they
example
want.
To the other.
Yeah, that's
states.
What they want. And I think that what I came up with probably is it really reiterates the need for this. It just happens to be in Arizona, and the Tea Party came to me and asked me to look into it, and I gave it to my volunteer posse, made up of ex-cops and attorneys, at no cost to the taxpayers, and they report to me. I have 3,000 posses. I happen to have a cold case posse, and I told them to look into it. I mean, what's the big deal? And when they did, they did a good job in coming up with a lot of evidence. So what should I do? Dump it in a wastebasket and forget it? It's incumbent on me when I find suspicious activity. If I can't handle it, give it to other authorities that can, if they will, and not drop it. So I'm not dropping this. I'm going to keep moving forward.
All right, let me stop you right there. We're going to come back and play the rest of this. But here's the issue. We have inside sources inside the sheriff's department that have confirmed that Arpaio is fearing for his life from Obama, and that Arpaio has a lot more information than he's even released. The fact that there's probable cause and the birth certificate is clearly fake. No kidding. It's a fake typewriter computer font, because with a real typewriter, every strike is original, even of the same letter, because it splats. You hit the button with different force. It hits the ribbon. All that's one issue. Arpaio has even more. And we can confirm what our other source inside the department said, because we have Jerome Corsi, who's been told by the sheriff's department that they've gotten more security because they're worried about the White House coming after them, you name it. And so this is big news. We're going to come back with the rest of the interview straight ahead. Stay with us. All right, now, tomorrow, either on the radio or on the nightly news, we've got 30 minutes with Zolo, the chief investigator, with new forensic info. That's the real meat of this interview. And then we've also got Jerome Corsi there. But we'll air part of it on the radio tomorrow, but undoubtedly all of it, unedited. Just the whole thing, we're going to put it up on the nightly news. David Icke tonight, 7 o'clock. Let's go to the rest of this piece with Arpaio there in Phoenix.
and not drop it. So I'm not dropping this. I'm going to keep moving forward.
How good is this team you've assembled, in your opinion?
Well, they're ex-cops. Mike has done a great job on this, living this for 24 hours a day. And just as good if he was full-time. But he's an ex-cop. He just doesn't get paid. But he has the authority under me, under the Constitution. I can swear in private citizens called the posse, and they have the same coverage as a regular deputy. They just don't get paid. So isn't this great? So I can't get all the public to say you're wasting taxpayers' money. I decided to do this right off the bat because the media would be after me. Why are you wasting taxpayers' money? Although right now, at this point of time, I could use regular deputies. We're talking about two possible fraud and forgery cases.
If the legislation gets killed for whatever reason this week, are you still going to continue with your efforts? And what do you see? Where is it going next? Next step, for instance, on a federal level or so forth?
Oh, we're not stopping. Whether it's passed or not passed, we're going to continue doing our job. This would just help us a little. Actually, this was passed last year. The governor vetoed this. So I don't understand, and they made it a little milder this time around, so I don't understand why it can't be passed again. But nobody wants to talk about it, probably because I stuck my nose in it, and I'm kind of coming up with evidence that there's something wrong. You'd think that would make everybody want to do something about it. But everybody wants to keep it, don't talk about it. Democrats, Republicans, you name it. So what is this, a political year? That everybody's afraid to talk about it, or they don't want nothing done about it? They don't want to face this issue? That's sad.
Do you think America asks a lot of the countries around the world to uphold a certain standard of democracy and transparency in their affairs? How important is it for us to have that level of transparency and accountability and integrity here at home? Is that what this represents?
I think it's very important. Now, I'm just looking at it as a law enforcement guy. I'm looking at two crimes. I'm not accusing the president of violating any law. What we're looking at is two possible forged government documents. If it was you or anybody else, everybody would be saying, how come you're not arresting this guy? How come you're not doing it? Just because it's the president? It's nobody wants to touch it? That's sad. So, as I say, we're not accusing the president, but we sure know somebody's responsible for that selected service form and for the birth certificate that they went public and showed. What confuses me is the amateur type of operations they were performing. When you look at the birth certificate, that's sort of amateur. And yet everybody says that that's a legitimate birth certificate. Well, I'll tell you how to solve this. And day one, when I launch this operation, all I said, show me the microfiche. Mm-hmm. Show the microfiche, and it's all over.
Yeah.
Where's the microfiche in the hospital? Come on. We got two twins born at the same time. So just show us the microfiche. Another thing that's suspicious, as I have, sometimes I have a conspiracy theory, is the fact we went to the archives in Washington and looked at all the immigration forms up to August 1, 1961, and then August 7th, but there's a whole week missing when he was born. Now, is that another coincidence? I can go on and on and on, and yet nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, Chair Potter, thank you very much.
Pretty powerful. And the Kenyan records are missing too. Stolen.